The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Erased, a DNA discovery that changed my reality. I'm your host, DJ Medikenko, and this podcast is about how DNA test results uncovered a 51-year-old secret and turned my world upside down. Join me as I share the secret, as well as explore the many outcomes of the unraveling of DNA through DNA testing, which has become a mainstream tool around the world. Welcome back. This is episode 4, A Face in the Mirror, Part 2. I'm DJ Medikenko. In the last episode, I talked about genetic mirroring, DNA surprise terminology, and shared some DNA shocks. I would like to share one more celebrity story and then change gears to individuals whose names you may or may not know. Some have come up in the media, others remain anonymous. Their stories are just as important because there are so many people whose reflections have cracked or are now distorted because of what they found out about themselves due to DNA test results. There are many MPEs out there. Remember what that stands for? Misattributed parentage experience. The barista making your pumpkin spice latte could be an MPE. The person standing in front of you at the Safeway checkout counter trying to decide between Orbit cinnamon gum or a packet of extra spearmint gum.
Getting even more personal.
Could be someone in your family could be an MPE. How would you react if you found out you were an MPE? Now, how would you react if you were a celebrity and the public knew things about your family or thought they knew about your personal life? Close your eyes and see if you can recognize where this is from.
What we need is a few good taters.
What's taters, brussels? What's taters, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
That was the famous potato scene from the film Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Sean Astin, the actor mostly known for Samwise Gamgee in the hit Lord of the Rings, and also known for films such as Rudy and the Goonies, is the son of two well-known actors from the 1960s. John Astin, the original Gomez Adams from the Addams Family TV show, and Patty Duke, the star of The Valley of the Dolls and the Oscar winner for portraying Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker, was born on February 25th, 1971. Patty Duke had a bit of a scandal before Sean was born. She had a relationship with Desi Arnaz Jr., who was the son of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, the stars from the I Love Lucy show. She then got married to a writer by the name of William Tell, who she lived with for only 13 days, got married to the guy, and had their marriage annulled a year later. But during that marriage, she was also having an affair with John Astin, who was married to another woman at that time. And ta-da, Sean was born. When Sean was about 14 years old, he heard about his mother's various relationships back in the day. She confessed that Desi Arnaz Jr. was Sean's biological father. And Sean began to develop a relationship with Arnaz. Then at age 26, Sean met a relative of Michael Tell, Patty's first and whirlwind husband. That relative suggested that they might be related. It was at this time that Sean underwent a DNA paternal test between himself and all three men, Tell, Arnaz Jr., and John Astin. The outcome? Michael Tell was Sean's biological father. He has since maintained the relationship with all three men. When interviewed by People magazine in 2001, Sean said, "If you want to know who I am, John Astin is my father. Michael Tell is my biological father." What's interesting is Sean's mother, Patty, on the other hand, did not accept the results of the paternity test like the rest of her family. She passed away on March 29, 2016, and she, till her death, continue to deny that the test was accurate. See if you recognize this artist.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them.
That was Grammy, Golden Globe, Emmy winning, and Academy Award nominee for Best Supporting Actress, Queen Latifah. The clip you just heard was Queen Latifah performing When You're Good to Mama as Mama Morton in the 2002 film musical Chicago. She was another celebrity guest on the PBS show Finding Your Roots. Latifah was presented a special and old piece of paper. The Finding Your Roots staff located Latifah's fifth great-grandmother's 1782 emancipation document, which freed her family from slavery. Isn't that amazing? Now let's hear about some average Joes and Janes who ended up solving mysteries about themselves intentionally or unintentionally. It's like they are real-life Sherlocks or Nancy Drews, except in this case, it's uncovering secrets of themselves. Marion Cohen, who had identified as African-American all her life, used a company called Kinfinder LLC to learn more about her background. Marion discovered that she is 70% white, and the man she thought was her father is actually her stepfather. Her biological father was white, but at the time in her home state of Virginia, it was illegal for a black woman and a white man to marry. So her parents separated, and her mother later married the African-American man Marion called Dad. Doreen Isherwood and Anne Hall are two British women who were shocked to learn that their ancestry revealed a Native American bloodline. Why was it shocking? Well, none of their ancestors had been to America. They discovered that they are descendants of Native Americans who were brought to the United Kingdom centuries ago, maybe as slaves or tribal representatives. It's most likely that their indigenous American relatives remained and started families in the United Kingdom. This kind of discovery is considered very rare, but with the frequency of DNA home testing, we may hear more about similar stories. When Alice Collins Playbook decided to do a DNA test, she did it for good fun. Alice, who identified as Irish American, was shocked to find a mix of European, Jewish, Middle Eastern, and Eastern European genes in her results. She then persuaded the rest of her family to take the DNA test. The results showed that her family was not the biological son of her grandparents. After even more digging, Playbook figured it out. Her father had been sent home with the wrong family. A mystery of over 100 years was solved by a simple mail-in DNA test. But seriously, bad hospital, bad. This one I like to call For Science. A stem cell and reproductive biologist and professor, who has chosen to be anonymous, participated in a 23andMe DNA test when he was teaching a course about DNA and the genome. Unfortunately, his results opened a page in his personal history that came out of left field. Upon clicking a link that offered to connect him with close relatives, he came across a man named Thomas, with whom he shared 22% of his genome with. It then came to light that he and Thomas had the same father, ergo, his father had a secret affair. This led to the professor's parents' divorce. They had been married for nearly 40 years. That's really sad. That was such a long time. Imagine finding out things about yourself when you are 75 years old. Walter McFarlane was not quite 75, but he was pretty close at 74 when he decided to take the Ancestry DNA test. He was raised by his grandmother, but he didn't know much about his biological family. Walter learned that his longtime and close friend, Alan Robinson, who grew right down the street, was actually his half-brother. Alan had been adopted at birth. Upon finding out the news, Alan and Walter shared the news that they were brothers at a joint family dinner. This one I'd like to call Oopsie. A couple of Chinese descent had been trying for years to have a child. A woman by the name of Jessica Allen volunteered to become their surrogate mother. After undergoing IVF, everyone was ecstatic to learn that Jessica was pregnant with twins. She had a smooth pregnancy, and just like that, the babies were born perfect and healthy. So what's the oopsie? One child clearly belonged to the couple, and the other looked like Jessica. A DNA analysis confirmed that one twin was the Chinese couple's, and the other belonged to Jessica and her husband. Along the lines of babies who were conceived through the help of a clinic or hospital, how about this little gem? Kelly Rowlett always knew that she was not related to her father. Her parents had used a sperm bank. After DNA testing through Ancestry, Kelly learned that the fertility doctor, Dr. Gerald Mortimer, a fertility doctor that her parents work with, used his own semen to impregnate her mother. In 2018, Kelly filed a lawsuit against the retired doctor for fraud, medical negligence, battery, emotional distress, and a breach of contract. In 2021, the lawsuit was dismissed. Both parties shared that they could not discuss the case. Now here's a strange one, and I saved it for last. A DNA test revealed that Lydia Fairchild was not the mother of the children she had given birth to. Huh? Single mother Lydia had two children with another on the way, and when her money got tight, she decided to apply to government assistance. She was asked to take a DNA test to confirm that the children were hers, and the results suggested she was their aunt. Confused, scared, and accused of fraud, Lydia arranged to have a government witness present at the birth of her third child and to have a DNA test performed on the spot. Once again, Lydia was not a match as the mother to the child she just gave birth to. Finally, the scientists figure out that Lydia was a chimera. She had absorbed a twin while she was in the womb, and it was the twin's DNA that was showing up in the maternity test. Yikes, that verged on becoming a plot from a novel that Stephen King would have written, minus the absorbed, murderous twin. These stories are a few of many individuals, after getting shocking DNA results, seeking to recognize their faces in the mirrors. It's like water was thrown on the mirror, which has now distorted the reflection, pulling the features in such a way that we don't recognize who we are looking at. It's like we're staring at a live version of the painting, The Scream. We can choose to grab a towel and wipe the mirror clean, or perhaps stand and wait for the water to glide down till we can see ourselves again. At this point, we have to decide how we proceed with our new selves, both good and bad. In the next episode, I'd like to delve into the bad, where DNA was the good guy. Did I just confuse you? Hold up, let me set it up this way. There are over 200,000 unsolved homicides in the United States, and the number rises up to 6,000 every year. With the use of DNA testing, there have been homicide cases solved, closing the books on cold cases, which, for some, have lingered for decades. We will explore such cases in Episode 5, What Light Reveals. Thank you for listening.